top two.
Okay, yeah, Oasis. Yeah. Tickets go on sale today for both shows, right? At noon today.
Yeah, noon today, Ticketmaster. I know there are a lot of people freaking out because the show, I mean, now the two shows, they're going to be so huge and they're so exciting. And I know also in the pop world, people are like, what is going on? Who is this band? We talked about this off air, Dave.
Yeah.
But it's not just you. I've heard this from so many people in this office as well. And I think the thing is that, yeah, like Oasis was around and they were huge. They were way bigger in Europe, though. Way bigger. But for all of us who are huge fans, this is like, oh God, we're just crossing our fingers that the shows are going to actually happen.
Yeah, that they get along.
That they get along.
Yeah, like I know their biggest hits, right? Like mm-hmm. Wonderwall. There we go.
There you go.
And a few others, but you know, like every song. You're a diehard Oasis fan.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to say like diehard, but I am diehard. I am diehard. Absolutely, absolutely. And like, yeah, I'm gonna go.
You wanna go? I'm gonna go both shows, right? You're not just going to one.
I'm gonna do my very best to go to both shows. Like, listen, we all want to go, so we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Mary J. Blige tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. That's going to be a good show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some other entertainment news. Last night, it came out Garth Brooks accused of rape and sexual assault.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. By his former hair and makeup stylist. I'm not sure why he has a hair and makeup stylist. He doesn't really have hair.
Okay. Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point of this. Anyway, the alleged incident took place at the Grammy Awards in 2019.
It's just crazy because, I mean, obviously it's alleged, so we have to stay with that, right? We have no idea. We have no idea what's happened, but, you think about Garth Brooks and you just think of him as like such a dad, like a husband. And,
yeah.
This is, for anyone who is a huge fan of him, this is a little shocking.
Yeah, and look, of course, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. The facts will come out. I, at the time in 2019, I was working in country radio in Boston, and we did an event with Garth literally a week after the Grammys.
Okay.
So anyway, I've met Garth. He's an incredible guy.
Mm-hmm.
The nicest guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say that maybe, you know,
we all don't know, right?
Yeah,
there could be a facade. We have no idea what goes on.
Yeah, we don't know. And if this woman is telling the truth, then Garth deserves what.
Of course.
You know.
You think about this, the Diddy stuff too, and like how we all had this perception of who Diddy was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden all this information came out. And even as a fan, like even though you don't know them personally, you feel like you were duped a little bit. It's like, who is this person? You know?
But I will say with Diddy, there were always rumblings mm-hmm. for years that something's going on. They're all with Garth. I never heard anything.
Exactly.
Like never. And
yeah.
Again, doesn't mean he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe he did, but,
yeah.
a bit of a shock to, I was pretty surprised last night when I heard this news.
And you're a country guy, right? Like,
I like country music. I worked in the format, and you know, Garth, even with all the success he had, still really made himself available to radio and his fans, and would literally do anything we asked him to do for a radio station because he still cared about getting played on the radio and having number one hits at radio. And so, again, such a great guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah, unbelievable.
If he's guilty, then he should pay the price.
Of course.
And if she's lying, then she should pay the price.
Yeah.
But I, you know, her, it sounds credible,
mm-hmm.
but we'll have to wait and find out.
Well, we also have news on Tom Cruise, and this one is so we know that Tom Cruise and his daughter have been estranged. They have not been, you know, like hanging out. He hasn't been a very good father figure to her. But we did just recently find out that Tom actually paid for Suri's education. So that is step one. Step two is yesterday we found out that Tom is trying to get closer to Suri and is actually going to become a father at the age of her age of 18, which I think is unsettling for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, so you didn't go through the, like, you know, the 8 and 9 year old stage, yeah, where they're calling you in the middle of the night screaming
yeah.
because they need you in their bed, but you're there for the 18 year old stage, which to me sounds like way more
yeah,
fun.
You're swooping in when all the tough part is done.
Exactly.
I mean, you and I both have young children
yeah.
and this is when we need, you know, when she probably needed him to help out, not just with financially,
yeah,
but being a dad and cause all kids need, you know, that. And, yeah. So I applaud that he's paying for her college, but mm-hmm. that's almost like a gimme.
Exactly.
What else are you going to do?
Exactly.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
All right, it's 5:51. Let's get our first look at traffic. Good morning, Lisa.
Guys, good morning. We had some issues out of Brampton on the southbound side of the 410. They just cleared not long ago. There was some residual backup through there, but it is filtering through. And that's it for this time of the morning. A really not bad anywhere else I've been checking. If you'd like to update your drive, you can at Star 1010. Now until Wednesday, visit Shoppers Drug Mart for the bonus redemption event to get more for your points. Shoppers Drug Mart exclusive. Offer valid in-store and online. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Lisa Morales on Chum 104.5.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world.